Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet, and we begin at the Mishnah about six lines down from the top of the Omud. We did not learn, by mistake, I didn't mention that we were learning on April 8th for Morris Lustig, Moshe ben Elchanan Zev, his neshama should have an aliyah. On April 17th is the yahrzeit of Grace Rosenzweig, Gituleya Bas Aryeh, that will be over Yantiv, so therefore I'm mentioning that yahrzeit now. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah. So we begin with the Mishnah. Metaltel ner chodosh avol yoshan. A person is allowed to go and move a lamp that is a new lamp, but not an old lamp. Now, what are we talking about over here? So Rashi brings down she'eno mos. A new lamp is not disgusting. They're talking here about earthenware lamps. They're not like all lamps. They are metal lamps or glass lamps where they don't get disgusting after usage. But an earthenware lamp, after it's been used, is mos. It's disgusting. And therefore, a new earthenware lamp is not yet disgusting. V'chazi lishtamushe lehedja shelo dolak bo ner me'olam. And you can use it for other purposes. You could put something inside of it, you could store something inside of it, you could use it to hold something before it's been used, and it's not disgusting. So an old lamp is disgusting, and even if it doesn't have a flame lid in it, is what we call muktza machmas mius. The next Rashi says avol yoshan, because of this principle of muktza machmas mius, something that is muktza because it's so disgusting you wouldn't use it. And this is the Tanakama's Shita, that an old lamp, i.e. an earthenware lamp that has been used, is disgusting, and therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos, muktzah machmas mius. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds, throughout Shas, he's the famous Shita of no muktzah, Omer kol neros metaltlin, any type of lamp, again, neros here doesn't mean the actual flame, it means the lamp, any type of lamp is perfectly permissible to use on Shabbos. He doesn't hold for muktzah machmas mius. However, he is concerned, chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos, a candle that is lit on Shabbos, a lamp that is lit on Shabbos, here we have to be concerned that you're going to go and adjust it and maybe make it go out. Now, you can see the Rashi over here is actually in the Gemara Rashis. It's out of place. You see on the side in the Masorah Shas, it says, Dibur ze shayach leil b'mishnah. So if you look in the second Rashi in the Gemara, chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos, he says, ba'od shu dolek, Rav Shimon Shita is, while that candle is lit, also, you're not allowed to go and move it. Shemo yichab haner, because while you're moving it, you may make the flame go out. But once the candle is gone out, Rabbi Shimon says that it's no longer muktzah. Now, the Gemara is going to question this reason of Rabbi Shimon, because technically, this is a dover shenu miskaving. Even if you did adjust the lamp, you certainly don't want the light to go out, and Rabbi Shimon's sheet is a dover shenu miskaving, you're not chayav for. So the Gemara will actually give a different reading over there, that it's a basis ledavar ha'asim. And we'll get to that in the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav. And Rashi is just giving us the hav amin over here. That's a style that Rashi often does. He doesn't necessarily give us always the maskon of the Gemara. He gives us the simplest and easiest reason why it should be considered asir sometimes when he describes the Mishnah. In any event, that's the machlokas over here between the Tanakama, who holds muktzah machmas mius, and Rabbi Shimon, who does not. Gemara starts off and says, Tanu Rabbanan, metaltel ner chodosh avol yoshan. The brisa that we're bringing down now, the Tosefta, expands upon our Mishnah, and it brings down the Shita as well of Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ner chodosh is allowed to be touched avol yoshan, but not an old one. Rabbi Yehuda is essentially the Tanakam of our Mishnah that said, because of muktzah machmas mius, the old lamp is not allowed to be used, the old earthenware lamp is not allowed to be used because it's disgusting. But a new one, which has not yet been used, is not considered disgusting, and therefore that is the Tanakam, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Now we introduce Rav Meir's opinion. We didn't have Rav Meir in the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer, kol haneros metaltlin. Rav Meir doesn't agree with this concept of muktzah machmas mius. Rav Meir says that all candles, all lamps are allowed to be handled. Kol haneros metaltlin, chutz min haner, shedliku bo b'Shabbos. And on the side it says, ba'oso Shabbos. Rav Meir's opinion is that it's muktzah if it's used that Shabbos. If it was used on that Shabbos, then you can't touch or move that lamp. As Rashi says, this is the top Rashi in the Gemara, Chutzman and Er Shedliko, V'Avol Gav Shekova, even though this candle has gone out, not like Rav Shimon says, once the candle's gone out, you'll have to use it. Rav Meir holds that it's muktzah, and therefore, once the candle has gone out, it remains muktzah. Why? This is Rav Meir, muktzah machmas iser. This candle was usher to move while it was lit, therefore, it has the status of being muktzah machmas iser. But he doesn't hold of muktzah machmas mius, and therefore, that is the difference between Rav Meir and the Tanakama. Tanakama holds muktzah machmas mius, and Rav Meir holds it's muktzah machmas iser. And that's why if it was used that Shabbos, it's also, but it wouldn't be also for a future Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with both. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chutz ben Aner Hadolik b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, only if it was actually lit on that Shabbos, while it's lit on that Shabbos, it is not allowed to be used, because as we pointed out, we'll see that it's Isser of being a base, a basis, L'davar Osser. That was the Gemara is going to tell us. Rashi over here again said that it's Shemo, you may go, and Yechab HaNer. Okay, so Kovsa, but once it's gone out, that Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says it's Muksa the rest of the Shabbos, Kovsa, once it's gone out, Mutter L'Tiltala, then you are in fact allowed to go and move it. However, that's for the regular small lamp. Avol Kos, the Kara of the Ashashis, the Gemara will eventually explain, these are much larger receptacles that can contain a larger amount of oil, which the Gemara will eventually explain, is expected to have lasted all Shabbos, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon says it's out of your mind, and you're not intending to use this over here. Avol Kos, Kara of Ashashis, a Kos is a cup, a Kara is a plate, Ashashis is something like a lantern, Rashi says Kos Gadol Shel Zchuchis, a very large glass container, Shekorin Lampa, a lamp. So, lo yazizen mimakomam, even Rabbi Shimon says, they are muktzah, and you're not allowed to move them. And the Gemara will have to explain why this is so. I already gave you the answer, because even Rabbi Shimon holds that they're out of your mind, that you have no expectation, they're supposed to last all Shabbos, so therefore you're not planning on using them. Now, Rabbi Shimon's son, this should be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon's son was the famous Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon throughout Shas is, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the famous Tana that we had in the cave, the story in the cave on Daf Lamed Gimel, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is his son who was with him in the cave. So his son holds, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mistapek Min HaNer HaKoba, you're even allowed to take the oil out of the Ner that was lit, Umin Hashem and HaMetatev, or from the oil that dripped down, even while they're already lit. He's not concerned that you may come to put it out, or he's not concerned that it's a basis l'davar or aser. Why does Rabbi Elazar Shimon allow this? Because he says, you have to read this carefully, it's mistapik min haner hakova. He's talking here about a candle that's on its way going out. This lamp is already starting to go out, and therefore there is no concern over here of kibbutz that you may come to put it out in this situation, because it's already considered going out. As Rashi says over here, min haner hakova, the kivan de kova, since it's on its way out, hasn't gone out yet, but it's on its way out, v'holech, and it's about to go out, lo mechayev sumishu mechaba. You can't be over extinguishing something that's about to be extinguished. That's the opinion of Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Abai explains this further. Om Abai, Rabbi Elazar, again, it should be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savalar Kavua B'chadah. He holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, in one respect, Upalik Le'B'chadah, and he disagrees with his father in one respect. In what way does he hold like his father? Savalar Kavua B'chadah, he holds like his father, the Lesle Muktzah, because just like Rabbi Shimon is famous for not holding Muktzah, his son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, also doesn't in general hold from the concept of Muktzah. However, Upalik B'chadah, he disagrees with his father in regards to the Ilu Avua Savar Kava in Lo Kova Lo. His father required it to have gone out in order to be no longer Muktzah, because while it's actually lit, so his father doesn't allow him to use it, because again, Rashi's simple understanding is he didn't want him to go, he was afraid that the person would put out the candle, or it's a Basis L'davar Aser. So therefore, while it's actually lit, you're not allowed to go and use it according to Rabbi Shimon. Lo kava lo. But if it hasn't gone out, so then you're not allowed to use it. Kava in, lo kava lo. The iu, but the son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, iu savar afagav lo kava. Even though it hasn't yet gone out, you're allowed to use it. Fine. That's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara continues and says, but wait a second, Rabbi Shimon said that a kos, a kar, and a shoshes, of a kos, the kar, of the shoshes, lo yazizim komam. Maish no hani, why are these different? Rabbi Shimon says that you are allowed to go and use the regular lamp after it's gone out. So why doesn't he allow you to use the kos, the kar, and the shoshes? So I already answered this before. But that's the second teretz that I gave you before. First, we have a first teretz from Ula. So Amar Ula, Ula says the reason why Rabbi Shimon didn't allow you to use the ne'er that was a Kos Kara of Ashashis, but did allow you to use the small Nair. So he explains, Seif also reviewed. He says, the Seif over here that we said, Avo Kos Kara of Ashashis, is not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the simple answer. However, the Gemara doesn't like this. Maskevo Marzutra, Yachi, my Avol. It said, Avol, however. Now that implies that it's going on Rabbi Shimon. It wouldn't have used the word Avol if it was going back to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, he doesn't like this teretz. Elam and Rezutra, Rezutra says the teretz that I gave before. The Olam Rabbi Shimon. This is in fact, Avol is going on Rabbi Shimon. And he says, you're allowed to use the Nair, the smaller lamb that extinguished on Shabbos, you can use it the rest of the Shabbos, but you can't use the Kosakar and the Ashashas that extinguished on Shabbos. You can't use them anymore. Why? The Chikoshari Rabbi Shimon Benair, Rabbi Shimon allowed you to use the Nair after it went out, because Zuta, it's a small amount of oil in that lamp, and therefore the Daite Ilave. He was saying, as soon as this candle goes out, it's going to go out at 10 o'clock on Friday night, I plan to use this as a paperweight for my Gemara, and I'll be able to keep my place there. Or I'm going to use it over here to keep a door open. So whatever he's using it for, he has his intention to use it. Therefore, it's not Muktza. However, Avolhani, this Kos, Kara, and Ashoshes, the Nefishe, they have much more oil in them. As Rashi says over here, Lo Osik Adaite Sheyichvu Kol Hayom. There's so much oil in them, he's expecting them to last all Shabbos. Therefore, lo, he doesn't have them in mind. And if they happen to go out, he wouldn't be allowed to go and use it. Gemara says, wait a second, Vatanya, most of Hashem and Shebener, Shebekara, Osur, but the excess oil that's in the lamp over here and that's in the Kara is Osur. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says it's Mutter. So he obviously has in mind to have this over here. So that goes against what we just said. Where it says, no. Hasam Kara, do me the nair. Look at the juxtaposition over here. It said over here, in this brisa of Otanya, that the excess shemen that you have in a lamp or in a plate, so the lamp and the plate are considered the same size. So when Rishimun is matir, it's kara dum yodiner. It's a small kara. A small kara, he has in mind that it's going to go out, not a problem. Hocha kara dum yodikot. But when we had it over here with the kos, kara vashoshes, so it's a large kara. A kara like a cup, and the cup is going to last all Shabbos. Therefore, the kara is talking about a kara that will last all Shabbos. As opposed to in the Brisa, it's talking about a kara that would only last as long as the ner, which is a shorter period of time. Now the Gemara continues with a different discussion, going back to this concept of Muktza Machmas Isser that we talked about earlier in the shir. Amr Zera, Pomut Sheidliku Bo B'Shabbos. The Pomut, Rashi explains over here, is Menorah Shel Mateches. It's a metal or iron type of a menorah, of a lamp. Veinu Musa, it doesn't have, like an earthenware lamp, the potential to become Muktza Machmas Mius. It doesn't get ruined or destroyed, the fact that it was lit. So, this Pomut that you lit on Shabbos, L'divrei Hamatir, according to the opinion that previously said it was Mutter, Rav Meir's opinion, Hamatir Ben Yoshin, who allowed you to use a candle that was an earthenware candle that was not lit, he doesn't hold for Muktza Machmas Mios, he only holds for Muktza Machmas Isser. So according to the Matir, by an earthenware candle, Osser. Here he holds that this is Muktza Machmas Isser. So you can't use the metal lamp. However, L'divrei Oser, but according to the one who holds, Rav Yehuda, that there is a concept of Muktza Machmas Mius, so then it implies that with the metal candle where there is no Muktza Machmas Mius, that he doesn't have Muktza Machmas Isser, and it would be Mutter. So they flip the Shitas around, where Rav Yehuda says it's Muktza Machmas Mius, he seems not to say this Muktza Machmas Isser. And where Rav Meir says there's no Muktza Machmas Mius, he does hold this Muktza Machmas Isser. So that's what the Gemara now says. Lameimra, the Yehuda Muktza Machmas Mius Islay, Machmas Isser Leslay. Is that really true? The Yehuda only holds for Muktza Machmas Mius, but he doesn't hold Muktza Machmas Isser? But that's not true. The Gemara brings down a brisa from Chulin, Vatanya, Yehuda Omer, Kol Hanero Shel Mateches. Metal lambs, metaltalin, you're allowed to move them. Chutz min aner shedliku bo ba'osa Shabbos. Again, the side it says ba'osa Shabbos. Why? Because it's Muktza Machmas Isser. So Yehuda clearly holds Muktza Machmas Isser. So how can you tell me over here he only holds Muktza Machmas Mius and not Muktza Machmas Isser? So where it says you're right. El Itmar Hochi Itmar. If we have a statement over here, this is what the statement is saying. Itmar. Itmar hochi itmar. Amr of Zera, pomut shed liko, this metal lamp that they were lighting. So if they lit it, that Shabbos, you can love a Shabbos. So then, both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both hold Muktza Machmas Isser. However, lo id liko love, then if it wasn't lit, so then it's not Muktza Machmas Isser and it's not Muktza Machmas Mius. So both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, divriakol mutter. That's what was said about this. The Gemara continues, and we have the Girsa Amr of Yehuda. On the side, it says the Girsa should be Amr of Huna. Whoever it was that said the statement said it in the name of Rav. Amr Rav, Mita Sheyichada Lemos. If you put money on a bed and you were designating this bed to hold your wallet, also l'totla. You're not allowed to go and move this bed on Shabbos. As Rashi points out, Mistra b'hazmona b'yama. You designated this bed for being holding your money, and therefore you designated it as being muktzah. Even though you hadn't ever put money on it, you just designated yichada. This is a concept called hazmona. You designated this for a muktzah item, so it was said over either by Rehuda or Rav Huna in the name of Rav that this is now muktzah. You can't move this bed. Also l'taltala. Meitzvah, we question this. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, "Metaltala ner chadosh avalo yoshen." You're allowed to move a new metal lamp, even though it's designated as being a lamp, so that should be hazmona, so you're allowed to move it. Kashan Rav, but not a yoshen, but not one that's previously been used, because that's already muktzah, that is muktzah machmas iser. So we clearly see that hazmona lav milsehi in this regard. So kashan rav, Shmuel says, uman ner delochi avido. A lamp over here, this ner, is made for the purposes of muktzah. Kilo hidlik ba shari letatula. And yet, even though it was designated but not yet used, it doesn't assume the status of being muktzah. So certainly a bed, mita delavachi avida. A bed is made for sleeping. It's not made for putting money on it. So even though you designated it to put your wallet on it, lo kol shekein, certainly kashan rav, that you should be allowed to go move the bed if it was just designated for a muktzah purpose, like having the money on it. Because even the metal lamp, which is certainly designated by its purpose, by its definition, for muktzah is allowed to be moved, so certainly the bed should be allowed to be moved. Shmuel says, Taki, you're right. Elo yit mar hochid mar. If Rav Yehuda or Rav Huna said something, this is what they actually said. If you designated a bed over here to have money put on it, and then and you in fact did put it, so it's not just hazmona, this is now that you did something with it, then you're not allowed to go and move it. Rashi says, even on a weekday, I feel a b'chol. Now you've designated this bed for this muktzah purposes. It's set for muktzah machmas iser, and therefore we also l'taltala, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even if there's no money yet now on Shabbos. And this is different than the lamp of Rav Yehuda, where it wasn't designated specifically for this purpose. Here the bed was already used, not only designated, it was already used for this purposes. However, the Gemara continues, but even though you designated it for this purpose, you said, I'm going to put my wallet on this bed, but you didn't yet put the wallet on the bed, then you are allowed to move it on Shabbos. Now, furthermore, if you didn't designate it for putting your wallet on it, and then you did put your wallet on it anyway, then also you're not allowed to move it while the money is on the bed. However, if there is no money on the bed, as Rashi says, if there is no money on the bed on Shabbos, then you are allowed to move it. And even though it may have been used on a weekday, since it wasn't designated for that purpose, there is no problem in moving that bed on Shabbos. Again, as long as the money wasn't on the bed during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. If it was on during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, then it becomes muktzah, because migu di iskatsoi, Ben HaShemashos iskatsoi kol hayom kula. Then it became muktzah on Shabbos, because the money was on it, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to move it all that Shabbos. As Rashi says, iskatsoi l'kul hayom, it becomes muktzah for the entire Shabbos if it's there on there during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. Now, we're going to question this. Amar Ula says, Masiv Rabbi Eliezer, the Gersa that we have is Rabbi Eliezer, but it says on the side it should be Rabbi Elazar. And he says, if you have a muchni is like a wheel, shalah, that you have a coach over here that has a wheel on it. Rashi says this is some sort of a carriage, a coach over here, a sheda, and we learned in Seches Kalim, he says, he agol, it's a wagon, shal eitz, made out of wood, mukepis mechitzos, lamerika v'anoshim v'anoshim, and it has mechitzos around it, and it's used to carry people. So this muchni is an ofan, is the wheel. So you have over here the wheel of a carriage, and we're dealing here with tumah and tara. So this wheel, is it considered attached to the carriage or not? So bisman she nishmetis, if it's able to be taken off, nishmetis means it's removable. As Rashi says, ke'en ofane agolo shalono, like the wheels on our carriages in Rashi's time. Sh'adam yolchol salkum in agolo, they're detachable. You can take a flat tire off. So you can take the wheel off. So then ein chibula, it's not considered halachically attached to the carriage. As Rashi says, the chashuvahi kli liatzma, it's a separate entity, a separate utensil, because the isheda bas kibule tumahi, if the sheda was capable of accepting tumah, for example, it's a small carriage, she'ena mechazekes memsa, belach, it wouldn't be able to hold a certain measure over here, benitmo hasheda, and the carriage became tame because it's a kli, Nevertheless, lo nitma muchni, the wheel wouldn't become tummy at the same time. However, vilav bas kibulei tumahi, but if it's big enough, then it can't accept tumma. V'naga tumma b'muchni, and the wheel was touched with the tumma. Hamuchni tnei eliyatzma, then the wheel could become tumme, even though the carriage can't become tumme. V'lo chashiva mishedehi, because it's not considered v'lo chashiva mishedehi. It's not considered part of the carriage. V'imatal tlumaleya v'reikonis, and it's able to be moved by itself. The eshlo base kibul, it has a base kibul on it. So this therefore is considered a separate entity. The wheel is considered a separate entity. Therefore, it's not considered attached to it. Ain chibur lo. Again, the Gemara says, "Ain him dead as himar," and it's not counted over here when you figure out is it the size of this carriage? Is it more than 40 so or not? We don't take into account the wheel in determining that total size. Vei matzel zimah be'olameis, and therefore, if, for example, the wagon over here would normally block tumas mace from underneath it because it's a separate entity, so we don't consider the wheel part of that carriage to stop tumas mace. Then gorin also b'shabbos b'sman sheishal amos, and likewise, if the wheel had on it money, you wouldn't be allowed to move the wheel on Shabbos, even though the carriage is allowed to be moved. The wheel can't be. That's because the wheel over here is not considered part of the carriage. So the carriage is a separate entity. The wheel is not. So therefore, the wheel is considered a basis ledover aser. It's a base over here for the money that's on top of it. And therefore, the wheel can't be moved if you have money on top of it. However, but if there is no money on top of the wheel, you're allowed to go and move the wheel. It's not muktza. Even though there was money on top of this wheel during the Ben Hashmash shows. Now, here's the question from Ula. We just said a moment ago that if there was a mukta item during the Ben Hashmash shows, so then it's migu, this katsoi, Ben Hashmash shows, it's katsoi, kol yom kula. So how come over here, the money on the wheel, which was there during the Ben Hashmash shows, doesn't make the wheel mukta for all Shabbos? That's Ula's question. Where it says, no. Hi, Rav Shimon, the Leslie mukta. Because this Bryce over here that Ula brought down, this Mosif from Rabbi Elazar is not going according to the opinion of Yehuda. It goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there is a concept of Muktzah, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei, Rav Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the simple answer over here. And the Gemara says, Hachadami Mistavra. This makes very good sense. The Rav holds Muktzah like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that? The Omar Rav, because Rav said, Manichinero Agabi Dekel B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to go put a lamp on a palm tree on Shabbos. However, they Manichinero Agabi Dekel B'Yontiv, but you can't put the lamp on the palm tree on Yontiv. What's the difference over here? So, Iyamis B'Shalma Rav, the Rav Kireb Yehuda, if you say that Rav holds Muktzah like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we understand. Hainu Dishani Bein Shabbos L'Yontiv. We understand why there should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontiv. Why is that? Because on Shabbos, you can't touch the lamp, and therefore, there's no concern that you're going to go take the lamp from the tree because you can't touch the lamp. And therefore, because of Muktzah, we're not concerned that you're going to touch the lamp, and therefore you can leave it on the tree. But on Yontif, when you're allowed to touch the lamp, so we're concerned that you're going to take it from the tree. Now you're not allowed to use a tree on Yontif. So therefore, makes very good sense. If you hold like Rav Yehuda, if Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, why we distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif? However, Haimah Dushani Ben Shabbos L'Yontif. However, Eliyamis Rabbi Shimon's relay, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that there is no concept of muktzah over here, so if there's no concept of muktzah, you shouldn't be allowed to put it on the tree on Shabbos as well, because you may come to take it off, and you're going to use the tree on Shabbos. So it's not only Yontif, it should be Shabbos as well. So therefore, clearly Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. More questions is, for Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, so you're late, really? For Abad, Mimi, the Rav, they asked Rav the following shayla, Malu, Taltut, Lishrog, the Chanukasa, Mikame, Chabar, Bishabasa, are you allowed to move your Chanukah from the front of these Chabarim? Who are the Chabarim? Rashi says, they didn't want them to see, the Chabarim, to see this over here. Because the Chabarim, they were bad people, and they said, you're not allowed to light candles, and therefore, it was their holiday as well, and you weren't allowed to light any candles, except to their God. And therefore, they question was, once you lit the Chanukah licht, you should be able to move them. And Rav said that you're allowed to move them over here. Rav answered, Bamilu Shapir Dami, you're allowed to move them. So if Rav holds that they're Muktzah, so how is he allowed to move them? He must hold like Rav Shimon. So Gemara says, no. Shatz ad Chachshaini, but the Chabarim, that was almost Bikuch Nefashos over here. That was a danger over here. That was extenuating circumstances. Dahar Mulei Rav Ganav, Ravashi L'Rav. Rav Ganav, Ravashi said to Rav over there, Hochi Yilchasa, is this really the rule over here? You hold Muktzah. So how are you allowed to move the Chanukah licht over here? And he said, in this situation, because of the extenuating circumstances, Amalahu, Rav responded to his Talmidim, Rav Kahan and Rav Ashi, in this situation, Yadayu Rabbi Shimon, Lismoch L'Bishasad Chak. Here we can paskin like Rabbi Shimon under these extenuating circumstances. Albeit normally, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, there is a concept of Muktzah. So short shir today. With this, we conclude today's shir.